Carolina Schmitz.
Premiership of the broadcast, Deb.
The Hideout.
We're going in.
Passing you into FM.
The Hideout.
The Hideout.
False security has lulled the madness of this world into a slumber.
Hideout.
Wake up. An eye is upon you, staring straight down and keenly through, seeing all that you are and everything that you can never be.
Hideout.
Yes, an eye is upon you, an eye ready to blink.
Hideout.
So face forward, with arms wide open and mind reeling. Your future has arrived. Are you ready to go?
The Hideout.
It is an FM Jerry Springer freak show shoveled to the lowest common denominator.
The Hideout.
We've got a power to the people routine and a very loyal fan base.
The Hideout.
We're all being lobotomized by this country's most influential industry.
The Hideout.
Either you're with us or you're against us.
The Hideout starts now.
Be somebody.
Be somebody.
Well. That's all I can say about this weekend today and the last couple weeks. It's been a while.
You're losing some hair. You're starting to look like your old pal Hefe when you pull it all out this afternoon.
Oh, you mean the name we do not speak anymore because he left us like a weekend dad?
Was I not supposed to say that?
No. Am I losing hair? I feel like I am.
You what?
All right, let me introduce the show real quick. And then we can get on to ripping on me and my stress. It is the Hideout, 106.7 WJFK. I am J-Dubs. Satchel Patch is over there.
Yes.
Flip Satchel. And then we have Nicole the Muffin.
Hey,
the
friend.
Wonderful, wonderful, sporting, newsy, wonderful everything of the Hideout.
Muffin.
Thank you.
She's just a good old like blueberry muffin.
Just an all-around muffin.
Mm-hmm. All right. One heck of a weekend this weekend. We have a lot of football going on, a lot of baseball going on. We are, our studio is located in Tampa Bay.
It's our Tampa Hideout.
Yeah, so what we have been dealing with is Rays coverage, where our station out here is, you know, doing the shows, doing the games.
Well, it's big. It's the ALCS. They're playing the Boston Red Sox. I know.
The only reason I care is it has work implications for me.
Well, it's national.
I hope they lose. I hope they lose all of them.
Ah, so there you go. So you'll be working more tomorrow.
No, I won't be. You'll be.
Oh, well, there you
go. And then they lose that one, and then I'm done with this mess.
But, you know, a lot of people in the D.C. area, they're pumped up right now because the Terps, they waxed Wake Forest today, 26-0.
Shut
out. They could care less about baseball right now, but baseball is just on a national scene. The game kicks off. It's, you know, the Rays and the Red Sox at 8 o'clock tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And
Lynn, we'll be keeping you up to date on the scores for that. I want to ask... the question out there, do you care about the series after whatever team that you root for is out? And if you do care, just because you're a baseball fan, would you be supporting the Rays, who they're a storybook season, or would you be happy for the Phillies winning if they win?
Or the Red Sox, for that matter.
Well, I'm talking about, would you want to see a Rays Philly series or Red Sox Phillies?
I'd rather see Rays Phillies.
I know we would, but
the people up there in D.C., they have a little bit of credit for how the Rays have gotten to this point. They took a load off of our hands after last season that helped this team get better. And a lot of people in the D.C. area, they could care less about the Rays. And they probably
Who's that load?
It's Elijah Dukes. He's our outfielder right now. And I got the greatest cut we're going to play a little bit later to tie it in so some of the D.C. folks can care about us talking about baseball when we tie the Nats into the Rays.
Elijah Dukes, he left Tampa last year and went to the district.
Yeah, he had a couple of problems here in Tampa Bay. And thankfully, D.C., they said they were willing to take on those problems.
They took our trash for us.
Yeah, for his skill set, and his skill set's garbage as well. So he's sitting on the corner up there in D.C., I guess, where he needs to be. But, you know, we'll tie that in. Pretty much the reason why he was pushed out of Tampa Bay and went up there to the D.C. area, it's awesome audio. It's one of the best things I've ever heard, one of the best things I've ever done. Let me pat myself on the back for that. But it'll tie the Rays' success in to the D.C. area, so they can, you know, there's the tie-in for the Nets.
And let me give out the phone numbers if anybody wants to give us a call. Jump in on any topic that we're going to get into tonight. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. That's how you get a hold of us. Other stuff we've got going on. We're going to talk a lot of baseball tonight just because it is the thing to do right now. Baseball is huge at this time of season.
Can we talk about the
It's the only time it really takes over for...
a little bit.
The football,
yeah.
You know. These next couple weeks are the only time you'll be talking more baseball than football.
Can we talk about the presidential race?
We'll jump in on that because I have a few things on that. One thing, I don't know if Nicole, you know about this whole the acorn situation.
Acorn?
Acorn. Yes, acorns.
Like squirrels and acorns?
No, I got his album the other day.
No, it's Acon.
Oh.
Acorn. Acorn.
No, I don't know what speak of in these acorns.
What Acorn does is they go around and they, you know, get people registered to vote. They are kind of a, I don't know if they're non-profit or for-profit, whatever they are, they go around and they recruit people to get registered to vote.
Right.
I guess there have been some ties with Obama in this this organization, and there's been a lot of people getting registered more than one time under different names. And it doesn't really matter if you get registered a bunch of times if you're going to walk in to the booth and vote.
Because I think if you wait in those lines for an hour to vote two or three times,
you can't. You can't because you have to show an ID with that name and everything.
I couldn't buy beer under 21 either, but wow, that didn't stop me from getting drunk at 8 and having a 26-year-old's ID.
The only time it'll be a problem is with absentee ballots.
Yeah.
And that's when, you know, this voter registration fraud could be a problem with Acorn.
I have to do an absentee ballot because I'm still registered here in.
Yeah, you can. Actually, the early voting has started in a lot of places. I know I got a flyer for it today on my doorstep. This week you can pre-vote.
Are you registered to vote?
Yes.
So your vote will count in this election. Are you, Muffin, are you registered to vote?
Yep.
I
Are you?
I'm not.
Why? I think you're too late for one.
I think you're too late.
Yeah, I can't vote.
You can't vote
this
year.
I think it's like after October 6th.
I can influence votes, though.
How?
Right here. On the air.
Yeah, but no one, I mean, they hear your voice and they already know, all right, I'll do opposite. So tell everybody to vote for Obama.
No,
so,
they're going to anyway.
Not that
I think they should, but I'm telling you.
I want to break this down a little bit too because I was talking to Flip earlier today and he said there's no way McCain can win.
He's looked
at the polls, he's looked at everything and says it's going to be a blowout. And I have a few reasons on why I don't think it's going to be a blowout.
You really think so?
I've not looked at any polls, so don't go giving me credibility or anything like that. I've looked at my TV, and I'm basing this...
And there's porn on it, so I don't know how... I guess you were watching interracial porn, and you thought, you know what, Obama's going to do it.
Oh, no, I'm basing it off the coat hanger I have stuck in the back of my tube.
This black guy is winning over a white chick, so I guess all of them...
Well, that's what I'm saying. We'll talk about the presidential race, and my race, black and white. You know,
I want to get into a lot of race stuff tonight. One reason
race is a big topic in society right now, and what a better place to address it than the Hideout right here on Saturday nights at WJFK.
One reason I want to really get into race is if the Rays lose tonight and tomorrow, and Boston,
but let's hope that they don't.
Yep, but if Boston and Philly go head to head in the World Series, it will also be the World Series of the most racist fans ever. I don't know if you guys have kept up on.
Well, Boston fans are harsh.
Yeah, and they're racist. So are Philly fans.
I don't know so much about Philly fans.
Philly fans are the scum of the earth, pretty much.
Well, see, I think that way about most Boston fans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're both very abrasive.
Obnoxious.
Obnoxious.
Not so much just Boston
fans.
They
can't pronounce their R's.
People in the area are scummy, you know? So, of course, their fans are going to resemble what's going on in the area. Almost same with Philly.
Philly, I like both cities. I like Philly and I like Boston.
Really?
And I'd love to do radio there someday. But as people, I mean, I know... 6 years. It took 6 years after the first black man played on a baseball team for the Red Sox to pick up one. So they took a long time getting on that boat. And I don't know about the Phillies, but I know they like to yell racial slurs at Eagles games.
Really?
About Donovan McNabb or whatever guy they're upset at this week. And then they also like to throw batteries at Santa Claus. So there's a few things going on in Philly, which I can respect a lot of it, because I do not like childish things going on the field during a football game.
You never thrown anything on the field?
I've never thrown anything on the field.
You never wanted to run on the field?
I wanted to do the streaking thing one time. I think that would be fun. But I don't like mascots. I don't like when they do, you know, American Idol type things on the baseball field or football field. So I can respect when Philly fan will throw a D-cell battery at Santa Claus's head.
He's got
I like that. But if a guy's out there playing, you know, football, playing his best, and he does a bad play, I don't think the N-bomb should be thrown on him either. So that's where me and Philly fan have to disagree.
Maybe he should complete a couple passes.
He's doing great this year.
Yeah, that's why they're 2-3. D.C., we got to talk about the Redskins. I've been killing them all week, all year so far, all season. I had Dallas beating them. I had, you know, they're right now, they're 4-1, I think, 4-2. They got beat by the Rams, of course. Mm-hmm. I pick them to lose to the Cowboys and everybody else, and they haul off and beat them. And then they lose last week to the freaking Rams on a last-second field goal. Yeah. That's a bunch of bull. So right now they're right behind the Giants in the division. They lost to the Giants to open the season, and they turn around and lose to the Rams. But Clinton Portis is looking solid, man. The guy can run the ball. He's running it right down defensive throats. We'll break down the NFL. We'll talk about the 1 o'clock games, the 4 and the Monday night and the 8 o'clock
game. We're going to take a break here in a couple of minutes, but let's set up the table for what we want to get into next year, and I'll let you guys make the decision on that. We do have baseball to talk about, and you know the first pitch will be going on right about the time we get back. So we can either we can talk about that, and also including the baseball stuff, we have the top 10 things that they should get rid of in the game of baseball to make it better.
We can touch on a little baseball and a little race, and that might lead us into the presidential race, things of that nature. So you know, we can play that some of that Elijah Dukes nonsense as we get ready for the baseball game to kick off, and thank Nationals fans for taking it.
All right, before the first pitch, give me a prediction on the scores.
For the baseball game?
Yeah, what do you got?
Baseball's tough to predict scores on.
Momentum kind of game.
For fun, though.
Unfortunately, on Thursday, that's what Boston got. It was just a little momentum under their butt.
And it's going to be a tight one. I'm going to say high scoring. Let's go seven for the Tampa Bay Rays, and we'll go 4 with the Boston Red Sox. All off the home run for Boston.
I'm saying Red Sox 6, Rays 5.
If I'm working because of your dumbass pick there.
I hope so. I hope so. So I can sit and laugh while I'm having my birthday dinner. Yes, it is my birthday this week.
It's your birthday?
Too. Yes.
I know that.
Happy birthday. I'll give you a lap dance later.
Ooh. Nice. Make sure you use the knee a lot and grind it. also, I'll get you completely up to date on the Acorn situation. There have been death and racial threats going through their system by the hardcore right wing. And that should be pretty interesting. I have a few of their threats have been sending out. Audio-wise, we do have that Elijah.
Yes, we do.
Audio. And
Marky Mark, we got some Funky Bunch for you.
Yeah, Marky Mark.
Good vibration.
Now, did you hear about this Marky Mark thing, Muffin?
I heard about it when I came in. Flip said something to me.
All right, Marky Mark Wahlberg was on Jimmy Kimmel.
He's been doing the media rounds for his new movie come out. We got some movie nonsense to talk about, too. If you want to talk movies, baseball, race, anything like that, give us a call, 800-636-1067.
Mark Wahlberg was on Jimmy Kimmel, and he called out one of the SNL guys last night because of a skit that was done on him. We got the skit, and we have him on Jimmy Kimmel, and we'll talk about how just thin-skinned these people are. Let's go to break right now, though, and we'll come back and we'll get into everything sports and everything Hideout. It's the Hideout 106.7 WJFK.
I've heard about J-Dub's fruit baskets, but I'm not sure I'm ready for one yet.
Ready or not, here's your fruit basket. J-Dub's Fruit Basket Stand, the industry's number one provider of fruit baskets. J-Dub's distributes his refreshing delicacy that will make your taste buds tingle with pleasure.
When can I get a fruit basket from J-Dub's?
He is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and is available upon request. J-Dub's Fruit Basket Stand is mobile for your convenience, and he does make house calls.
What does this fruit taste like?
Your mouth will salivate from the anticipation of the luscious and exotic flavors that will drop you to your knees. J-Dub's Fruit Baskets have a fresh aroma with a nice variety of natural juices and sweeteners.
So how much does this fruit basket cost?
Cost varies from basket to basket depending on size and selection. You can count on J-Dub's to give you the bang for your buck. That's J-Dub's Fruit Basket Stand, ready to serve you with the pleasures you desire. Who wants a fruit basket?
Oh, I want my fruit basket right now. I'm ready for my fruit basket.
I love J-Dub's Fruit Basket.
The Hideout.
Another dimension, so to say.
The Hideout. I heard you guys have a anything goes type situation here. Can we get a couple glasses of milk?
Learn more at hideoutradio.com.
Hideout.
It is the Hideout, 106.7 WJFK. Jump in on the show, 800-636-1067. You can also jump on the AOL Instant Messenger. Give us a little comment, add to the show. I'll read them right there on the air. That's Hideout Radio is a screen name on there. Oh, don't let me forget, guys. I need to tell you about the Jamaicans that stopped by my house today saying that they are the chosen ones and I need to follow them.
They have good
to
weed.
Be saved. No, I think they were...
Stoned already.
I think
exactly where were they going?
They were going to heaven. They wanted to get me high into heaven. And I was supposed to follow them
some of that
to
Bob
the pearly
Marley,
gates.
Some of that Bob Marley herb that'll take you to the pearly gates.
So let me... I'll talk about them in a little bit. It was pretty interesting. Yeah, there's a high priestess and a bunch of stuff that just showed up on my doorstep today. Also, we're going to talk about Mark Wahlberg and his response to Saturday Night Live skit last week about making fun of him. And the skit was basically nothing, but he got upset about it. And I saw a couple interviews where he was cool with it, but then Jimmy Kimmel last night, he was pretty pissy about it. So we'll get into that. Football, we can do that right now, actually.
Yeah.
And right after that, we'll get into a little bit more baseball and get into this top 10 list that we have. What are the football games this week?
Dun, 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 dun.
Dun, 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 dun.
1 o'clock. We have San Diego at Buffalo. Boys?
Buffalo. Buffalo is a surprise, man.
Buffalo is very good. I'm taking San Diego. They've got the size on all the cornerbacks over there. They've got Gates, who just towers over everybody on their defense. I don't think they're going to be able to stop Phillip Rivers. Last week, San Diego did look pretty good.
They did. I'm going to go with Chargers as well.
3-3. Buffalo's going to kick their ass. Move on. Buffalo's 4-1 in the AFC.
Yes, they're doing very well for themselves,
yeah.
But they I don't think they're going to be able to take
Lee
out.
Lee Evans, Trent Edwards, Marshawn Lynch, ballers.
Mm-hmm.
Edwards is hot.
Next.
We have the Minnesota Vikings at the Bears.
Vikings, Bears. Oof. And, yeah, the NFC North is terrible this year. I'm going to take the Bears.
Yeah, it's a coin flip, heads or tails. You're taking the Bears. I'll go with Adrian Peterson. I wonder who's going to be playing quarterback. It's no longer Tavares Jackson. Who plays quarterback? Is it Verratt?
Gus Verratt, yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
How embarrassing.
And he looked embarrassing last week. Oh,
that's
by the
awful
way,
game.
In the last couple of weeks, I've been doing picks on ESPN.com and just seeing how good I am week to week. Last week, 82%.
Wow.
The week before that, 76%.
Can
so
you can money?
Take mine to the bank. No, I don't think so.
Why would you do it? I'm sure there's some way you
just
do it to win money.
Yeah, I'm sure
without
you could.
Putting money originally.
I don't know. But I you can do it for prizes. Places.
One of those weird things where you pick one team that's going to win that week or something like that.
Oh, the eliminator pool?
Yeah,
I've done those before,
like
too. I'm terrible at those.
All right, game number three.
Pittsburgh at Cincinnati.
I like the Steelers.
Oh, Steelers in a second, yeah.
Manny's weak. Houston's auto, Chad Johnson, Carson Palmer.
Ocho Cinco.
I'm
not
so over Ocho. Ocho.
Yeah.
What's his name?
That's a bad game, too, but I like the Steelers. I go with the Steelers.
I don't like the Steelers whatsoever, so I won't be watching that game. But, yeah, I'll take Steelers.
Pittsburgh's 4-1. They got a decent squad. What's next?
They're boring.
Tennessee at Kansas City.
Tennessee.
This is crazy. Vince Young, you know, I understand why he's suicidal. Because he was holding that team back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I was on a team that good and I was the one guy they were still winning in spite of me, I'd want to kill myself, too. And everybody, it wasn't the fans that were booing. It was the sideline that was booing. But they're 5-0. What can you say about the Tennessee Titans? And besides, they got a hell of a defense, a quarterback who used to could run and not throw touchdowns and throw picks. Finally, he got out of the way trying to taste some lead. They put him in the middle ward. I like Tennessee in that one. What's up next?
Next one is Dallas Cowboys with the questionable Romo at St. Louis Rams.
Now, also, let me jump into this real quick because I am a Detroit Lions fan, and we traded away our second best receiver, Roy Williams, to the Cowboys this week. And before that happened, Romo said he wasn't going to play. Once that trade went through, he licked his chops and said, you know what, I got to get out there because my backup with these big targets out there, they could fall in love with my backup, and I need to be out there so that doesn't happen.
Tell me, who's a better owner than Jerry Jones?
No one.
No, I mean, absolutely nobody.
He brings in big names. I mean, he did trade away a first-round pick, a third-round pick, and a sixth-round pick for Roy Williams in the seventh round. So that could be...
You got a big offensive line, a hell of a tailback, a quarterback that would be tremendous if he could get rid of the ball a little bit sooner.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
T.O. lining up on one side, who's the most physical receiver in the NFL. I can't imagine any cornerback in the NFL running one-on-one with Terrell Owens because you can just see that big workhorse running. When the ball's in the air, just pow, get off me right as he catches it. He's a powerful receiver. You throw Roy Williams, even though he's from Texas and Texas sucks, you put Roy Williams out there on the other side of him, that's going to be hard to stop.
They're going to have to do something that's a gamble. They're going to gamble on which one they're going to double team each play. So
we hadn't been on since the Skins were playing Dallas. That was the last time we were on the air. Mm-hmm. Give Washington credit for beating Dallas's ass.
Washington's good this year. I never thought I would say that because before the season I'm like, oof. This team.
Ooh. They look terrible.
Mm-hmm.
But they're doing the damn thing with Jason Campbell, the boy out of Auburn, Glenn Portis.
So we're taking the Cowboys in this game?
Everybody's let's go Dallas. With the Cowboys.
All right. Next up, Baltimore at Miami. I'm going to go with the upset and go with Miami.
I don't think that's an upset.
You don't think it's an upset?
No.
Yeah, I'm going to take Miami, too.
What are you going to go with? Falco? What's that? Didn't he play on the replacements? That was the replacements quarterback. They got the old Matrix. They're playing quarterback for him. Yeah, Miami, Ronnie Brown, run that,
Ronnie Brown and,
Wildcat formation
and,
Arkansas.
Speaking of Jamaicans earlier, Ronnie Brown and, Williams.
Hippie lettuce.
Mm-hmm.
Is that all the 1 o'clock games? We got some more
nope,
left.
There's two more. We're full of 1 o'clock games tomorrow. We have San Francisco at New York Football Giants.
New York.
San Francisco.
I mean, San Fran putting that's who we have at the helm, Detroit. They have, J.T. O'Sullivan.
Outside of Frank Gore, San Francisco lines up 10 Jeff Garcias on offense and 11 Ricky Williams is on defense. That's all I'm going to say about that. Continue.
And the last one is New Orleans Saints at Carolina Panthers.
This will actually be a good game.
Division game.
Yeah. I'm taking Saints.
Saints.
Yeah, because I thought Carolina was better than they were, than what they showed up for last week.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers stomped their mud hole, but the Buccaneer defense is extremely underrated.
Mm-hmm.
So I give them credit. I think the New Orleans defense is weak. Look for DeLome to come back with that Tommy John surgery and throw all over the New Orleans defense. I like Carolina taking that division game.
All right,
that's 1 o'clock.
All right, can we get into some baseball?
Let's do baseball.
Of the ALCS is underway now.
We'll do 4 o'clock games and late games later on in the show.
All right, man. Coming up in the baseball bit, what do you want to start with? Do you want to start off with a little bit of a ghetto action from the Nats?
Yeah, let's start off with that audio that you have.
All right, this is what I want to thank everybody in D.C. in the Washington Nationals organization for taking. We're taking Elijah Dukes off our hand. Now, this is, the Tampa Bay Rays are about to take on the Boston Red Sox. They made a lot of key moves in the offseason. They went from worst to first. in the AL East, and a big reason was that was dumping their garbage, and Elijah Dukes was some of that garbage. Delman Young was more of that other garbage. And this right here is what the Washington, D.C. fans got when they took that Elijah Dukes off for us. You ready for it?
This is audio from him.
Now, this is actual audio that he called in your old boy, Ron.
Ron Diaz, not Ron Bennington. Ron Bennington used to do a nice here over on WJ. His old partner, Ron Diaz, does a sports show in Tampa.
All right, so he calls into that show to set this up real quick. They were talking about his mother. Allegedly, she was a crackhead or she sold crack or something like that. And he was out in Arizona, and someone called him. He was angered by what was going on. He woke up, called this radio station, and started to defend himself and defend his mom. After he got off the phone, he was so irate that his mom called in defending herself, and his wife, or I don't know what she was, his woman who he had several kids with, called in. So everybody's calling into the radio station, airing their dirty laundry out on the air, and this is pretty much just the ghetto reaction. And to lead us in some of this, you know, baseball, what's the most racist baseball city or the most racist fan?
Sports city, yeah.
Philly, or Boston.
Boston, yeah. There's
the South Chicago, maybe not Cubs fans, they're weak, they're pansies. But I've been to U.S. Cellular Field, the South Side of Chicago. They got some rough fans up there.
So this is the audio from Elijah, where he's basically defending his mom's honor.
Y'all need to be more open-minded about the situation. I never said nothing about crack because I don't know nothing about crack. If you take $100 worth of crack in the hood, you can split that, right? $100 in crack in the hood, you can turn it into $200. So why y'all not thinking, okay, maybe they was drug dealers or something? Why everybody gotta say, oh, she was a crackhead? No, that's what they say.
Crackheads.
Can you pause it real quick?
Yeah.
So you sold crack then?
Hold on.
Yes, I did. That wasn't nothing that I did all the time. I only did it for
this is mom.
People that I knew.
She always said your mother smoked crack. She said that me being the way I am is my mom was on crack when I was in my mama's stomach. My mom was doing crack. Well, all I can say is for the whole we didn't never. I don't know nothing about crack.
All right, I'm going to pause it for you real quick.
Please.
We're going to have to talk about what he said at first. Talking about, now this is the Nationals outfielder, Elijah Dukes. This is what he took off of our hands. Thank you very much for that. First off, he says, listen, why do you have to say, talking about his mom, she's a crackhead? You don't know my mother. Why are you calling her crackhead? Just because she sold crack doesn't make her a crackhead. And I don't know anything about crack. And then he breaks it down for us. I don't know anything about crack. But if you get $100 worth of crack,
you can flip that and turn it into 200. Yeah, you can flip that, turn it into 200. You can cut it, mix with some baking soda. You can make that stuff stretch out.
And then he comes back and says, the second part, I'm going to have to play that again. She says my mama was smoke selling crack. Well, that's right there. He's talking about his estranged wife or girlfriend that has kids and they're having the custody battle. And so she's coming in saying, your mom sold crack.
I can't believe I've never heard this audio before.
Listen, I'm going to play the second part of that again, and a direct question. So you sold crack? Yes, I did. And then he goes in to talking about his girlfriend in the custody battle. Here we go. You ready? Here we go. There we go.
So you sold crack then?
Yes, I did. That wasn't nothing that I did all the time. I only did it for a couple of people that I knew.
Only a couple people.
She always said your mother smoked crack. She said that me being the way I am, my mom was on crack when I was in my mama's stomach. My mom was doing crack. Well, all I can say is for the whole we didn't never. I don't know nothing about crack.
He didn't know nothing about crack. She wasn't smoking crack when for all I can say is I don't know nothing about crack.
But you can turn that crack
with that 17-year-old.
Hey, oh, look, now this is almost the best part. I'm about to stop it. All right. So they break down the whole crack thing, and another part, he had an alleged relationship with a minor, a 17-year-old. So then, pow, they ask him directly, what was your relationship with that 17-year-old girl? And then he starts to stutter some more.
I got them skins.
What was your relationship with that 17-year-old?
Hey, first of all, you know what? I grew up, you can bet your money find on her or whatever it's that. Me and her did something one time.
These girls want to lay down and drop them like it's hot.
Like is that the mom?
That's the mom. You wonder. Do you wonder why? Listen to the mother's advice.
Me and her did something one time.
These girls want to lay down and drop them like it's hot. There's grandchildren that I haven't never seen. Tell you, he probably have more children than what he have if she wouldn't have got rid of the ones he have. Elijah got another kid, or Elijah on child support. You know, it's just that's what it's all about now. It's just money.
So you sold crack then?
Yes, I did. I'm pregnant from Carl Crawford. And that's where I'm going to end it at.
Why would you do that? For one, why would you call to defend your honor about selling crack?
Admit it.
They didn't say she sold crack. She was calling to defend her honor about being a crackhead.
And
I was not a crackhead.
I sold crack.
She's a dealer. There's a difference.
I didn't sell it to everybody. Just a couple of friends here and there. They needed a little
spot. I don't partake in my stash.
I needed a rock.
Oh, shoot.
I had some friends down the road. They need a rock. I know where you can get a rock right here. If these girls want to drop it like it's hot.
Drop it like it's hot.
Spank it. Bam. Is that not crazy? So this
guy's playing on the Nationals.
Yeah. This is what the Rays were dealing with in some of the, you know, they all say clubhouse chemistry and in sports you have chemistry and this and that. But this guy was absolute ghetto. Just as ghetto as you can get in garbage. And when he's on your team, it rots the team inside out. And this is why the Rays are playing on television right now in the ALCS, getting rid of garbage like this.
No, because they dropped him like he's hot.
Dropped him like he's hot, and then that scooped him up. Scoop and score like a friend, and he's the rock down the street. I got you, Rock. I got you, Dukes, right here. Get in the outfield. See what you can do.
That's amazing. I mean, Trash does that, too. You know, if you challenge Trash on something, they'll come back and say something just as trashy as what you're accusing them of, but they'll think it's okay.
Yeah. What about that 17-year-old you allegedly had a relationship with?
If
you put two people together, me and her did something one time.
He didn't even know. He was probably high on crack.
We did
right
something
then.
One time. No, he you know, they got drug testing policies, but
yeah, I'm sure he's fine.
He's had a couple of weed run-ins or something like that.
Whatever. If he does, he does. If he doesn't, he doesn't. But if anybody accuses you of that, Elijah, if you're listening, do not call a show and start yelling and screaming. Then don't call your mom.
Forget that. Call 800-636-1067. It's a
tell your mom to call, too.
Call us right now, man. Are you kidding me? Please call. What's up, Elijah? How you doing? I want to be your friend. I know where your mom can get some rocks for her people. Not really. But you know what I'm saying. Give me a call. What's up,
I'm
dog?
Sure they could at my apartment complex. My place is shady right now. I don't know what's going on
what
there.
What about these heavenly Jamaicans that came to your house? I want to know about that.
Yeah, well, they just came to my door, and they were having a Christian Jamaican movie night.
Welcome knock on your door.
Me to it.
We'll be waiting for you.
We'll be waiting for you.
We're Jehovah's Witnesses, not Christians or Jews.
Now, these guys are, they said they were Christian, but they also said that their church was run by a high priestess, which I think is voodoo, isn't it? Usually voodoo priestesses and everything
like that.
So they came to my door and they started just, I should have brought the flyers that they had. They were doing these two movies for $5 at their church. One was some Christian movie and another one was a movie starring The Rock. So, they came to my door and asked me if I was saved, if I wanted to join with the high priestess.
What was your answer? Jamaica.
I said, I'll think about it. I need to mull that over.
Right.
Tell the high priestess, you know, she might be seeing more of me. I'm thinking of stopping over there, though. That could be fun.
Just to see what it's all about.
Yeah.
You'd have good stories to tell us, anyway.
I'm sure I could bring my friend Bernie over there, and the high priestess will have him dancing around every time he hears Jamaican music. And we can have Bernie 2 references over there?
There you
fine.
Go. Sorry.
800-636-1067. We gotta take a break real quick. We'll be right back though. We're gonna get into these. I actually like this list. I think it's a decent list. It's the top nine, I guess it's nine ways that you could, improve baseball. Some stuff you could add, some stuff you could subtract. But they're all like real, legit things and real problems that most people have with baseball. Mark Wahlberg, his fit that he threw over Saturday Night Live. We'll get into that and some some politics. We have some audio from that. Oh, we might get into this. We might not. I hope we have time. Fox News. Anybody watch it here?
Yeah.
Well, someone decided to say, you know what? What if Fox News was set up like a sitcom and they put a sitcom laugh track and applause track and all that kind of stuff like you would see on, I don't.
Hey, listen up for a second, J-Dubs. I got to talk about my friends over at Yesterday's Pork. That's right, Yesterday's Pork. Time is precious. Between the busy work week and taking care of the family, not everyone has time to cook and sit down for a good meal. Hell, eating out is getting too expensive anyway, especially with gas prices skyrocketing and the economy unstable. I don't know about you, but everyone I know is looking to save a buck or two. Yesterday's Pork is the place for you. Now I know you've heard of day-old donuts. Listen, it's the same concept, just a different food group. Yesterday's Pork, they collect leftovers from your favorite restaurants and buffets in the area. These restaurants can't throw away all that unused food. They're starving kids in Africa, for crying out loud. Unfortunately for them, they're too far away to benefit, but you're not. Yesterday's Pork serves hot meals at a fair price for dine-in or carry-out. That's Yesterday's Pork, 2 miles from downtown Fairfax. Yesterday's Pork, it's leftovers from the fridge without cooking in the first place.
The Hideout.
Just two men sharing the night. It might seem wrong, but it's just right. It's just two men sharing each other. It's just two men like loving brothers. One is screaming, he's so happy. The other's screaming a passionate shout. It's the night, man. I'm feeling so wrong and right, man.
Learn more at hideoutradio.com. The Hideout.
Welcome back in the Hideout, 106.7 WJFK. My name's J-Dub. Satchel Patch is hanging out over there.
What's up?
Say hello. Also, Muffin, Nicole.
Hello.
Hanging out here with us as well.
I'm a little upset right now.
You trying to find the game?
It's not on.
Why?
I've got
Gamecast
going on right now. Tampa's up 1-0.
Why is it on? Where is it at? I've been looking for it.
We're in Tampa Bay. It should be on, you would think. But they've got the family Saturday movie on or something.
It's not important around here.
Yeah, it's on TBS over there in D.C. Why isn't it here?
Yeah. Who cares?
Holy hell.
Who cares? But this is the point of what we were talking about a minute ago. The point is,
we can't watch a game.
No. Elijah Dukes is ghetto, all right? And a lot of people, to me, it's something I've been thinking about a lot coming up in the presidential debate. And, you know, they say race is going to play an issue, black or white. You know, are you really going to vote for a black guy? We've never had a black guy for a president. You know, we got to go vote for McCain. He's white. He's just like everybody else. Obama's talking about change this. And his campaign is McSame, you know, you don't want to. And the whole thing to me is, it's not race. There's a difference between ghetto. Elijah Dukes is ghetto. Ghetto has no color. You know? People who likes ghetto, no one likes ghetto.
I'm sure somewhere in your convoluted mind that made sense. Well, let me break it down real quick for everybody else. Basically what you're saying is, Elijah Dukes, he's not the same as, say, a Barack Obama, just like who's that guy who married Britney Spears?
Britney Spears.
Who's the guy who married Britney Spears?
K-Fed.
He's not the same as
me.
Yes, he's close to you.
No.
I would say you guys are almost on exact parallels.
But he's
not the same as a fine, upstanding citizen like myself. So you're saying it's basically, there shouldn't be a black or white issue when people step into the voter's box.
You know, I really don't think so. It's an issue for my grandmother. Like, Elijah Dukes is why my grandmother doesn't like black people, because he fits into this old stereotype of what a ghetto.
And I wouldn't even say Elijah Dukes, for that matter. I would say his mother fits that stereotype way more than he does.
That mentality, that ghetto mentality,
Keeping it real.
Yeah, whatever you want to call it. But it's a stereotype that people like my grandmother, not like she's going to get out and vote, but it's why my grandmother doesn't like black people. And I'm like, grandmother, Obama has nothing to do with this. It's a ghetto mentality that she's stuck on.
And I'll tell you what, there's plenty of white people sitting in those ghettos acting the same exact way.
If not worse.
No, yeah.
Like,
oh.
I've met so many. Stand people that like that.
They're just, it's stupid for the point of being stupid. Like, they think it's cool. Yeah, it really doesn't.
They look and sound and act ridiculous.
Yeah. But like you said with your grandmother, Flip, I think there's a lot of people who have been polled and said, oh, yeah, I'm going to vote for Obama. Yeah, no problem. And when they step in that voter's box, they're going to do another vote. And when they come out, they're going to say they voted for Obama.
So you really...
There's a lot of dishonest, racist people in this country.
But because of that, I don't know if that's the issue.
Well, there's a lot of people afraid of being called racist.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that much.
If they won't say, I don't like something because they say, well, you don't like that because it's black.
Exactly.
No, I don't like that lifestyle. I didn't say I didn't like it because it's black. I didn't say I liked it because it was Spanish. I don't like that lifestyle. If that lifestyle, that person that,
and
I'm
that
describing
lifestyle,
happens
that lifestyle,
to be black.
That lifestyle you're talking about is, say, oh, I'm even talking about Obama.
Oh.
I'm talking about Obama. The reason why I'm not voting for him,
no,
personally, is because it's almost a step away from socialism. So that's why I'm not voting for him. I'm not voting for him because I'm not voting for him because he's black.
Well, I'm not going to vote for him either. Well, I didn't register.
Yeah, you didn't register. You aren't voting for anybody.
Yeah, so you have no reason. Actually, you have no right to bitch about what happens in the election or afterwards.
He's going to anyway.
I'm a voter.
No, I'm American. I have the right to bitch about anything.
You're not having a say in
and what this country is going to go through and the decisions and stuff. You're not making a difference by voting, so what gives you the right to
vote? Are you making
about
a difference?
Yeah, I'm voting.
Are you going to make a difference, though?
Yes. Everybody
But
is.
if you're voting, then you have the right to bitch about your decision.
Well, here's what happens when you're voting. You have the right to go out there and say, hey, I voted this way. My hands are clean of whatever this guy does because I tried. I tried like hell not to make it happen. I did everything in my power, and everything in your power is that one vote. Not like Acorn, who's out there trying to give one person more power by giving them 10, 12, 50 votes a time.
Well, he's got a new album coming out, so that right there's more money in his pocket.
Acorn.
There's more people to buy it.
Hey, Dubs, what does Acorn stand for?
Acorn stands for, it's a big, long, stupid thing. Let me bring it up real quick here. It's
a singular nugget off of a cob.
I hate you.
Acorns don't come from cobs. They come from trees.
Corn doesn't come from trees, you goofball.
Acorns.
All right, I know that.
From, like, oak trees, you
all right,
goof.
Anyway, Acorn, what are they doing out there? Voter registration fraud. It doesn't matter. Obama's going to win this hands down. Like I told y'all earlier, guess what? And I haven't been paying attention to the polls, but I've just been sitting there watching TV. Obama's ad campaigns are 4-1 to McCain's.
Let me give you what the... ACORN stands for Association of Community Organizers for Reform Now.
Who gives a damn?
So that's, like, she asked what it stood for.
Well,
so that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
and
what it stood
right,
for.
The voter over here wanted to know what it stood for. Do you feel better now? Can you repeat what he just told you? I can't.
Nope.
Okay, I've heard it 5 or 6 times and I couldn't even say off the top of my head. So they, of course, in great liberal fashion, they are screaming racism about everybody bitching about them because they've gotten a few racist emails, which whenever you put yourself out there, some idiots are going to get a hold of you and say some dumb things. Where does
race tie in with acorns? Because
he raps. It's gangster rap.
I mean, is it
it's
a certain
ghetto mentality?
Is it a certain...
Selling dope, making money, making albums,
I'm
bling,
confused.
Bling. Look at all my carrots on my ears.
Oh, my goodness.
Let's just get rid of the word acorn altogether.
Please. I'm telling you, it doesn't matter.
And we'll talk about voter fraud. And an organization is being charged by many people with voter fraud. And in that, they've been brought to the forefront of the public eye, and they've gotten many, many emails condemning them, some of them being racist.
They don't need it. They don't need voter fraud.
What do you mean? You think
McCain might need it? McCain's going to get blown out of
he's
the water.
Not.
I'm
he's
telling
really
you,
not.
He is. I watched. Did y'all watch any of the debates?
Yeah. I watched like 10
right.
minutes of it.
I watched two out of the three. Oh, actually, including the vice presidential debate, I watched.
I watched four for
three,
four.
Three out of four. I missed the last one. I had to take my old lady.
The last one was the best one. Where'd you have to take her to?
The movies. We'll get into that later. Okay. We'll talk about the movies. I almost had to walk home from that. It was not a good experience.
Okay.
But it's I don't even see this thing as being close. I mean,
the debates, in the last one.
Okay, yeah, the debates were fine. The debates were, you know, nobody really stood out to me. Nobody jumped out of the water. But in actuality, who really watched those debates? They talked about the same tired issues. McCain wants to, they're sitting there accusing each other of, well, he's going to do this. Well, he's going to tax your health benefits. And
I just can't stand to sit there and watch that. Like, their stupid ad campaigns. I would rather see a 30-second commercial talking about how I should be president because this is what I'm going to do for you. Not hackling the other guy because that is just annoying.
Update on the game. It's a tie game. Boston won, Tampa Bay won.
What channel did you get that on? It's on your freaking TV.
What? Oh, I got it back. TBS.
What channel is that? I know the number of the station. But what I'm saying about the ad campaign
23.
Is the ad campaign to me, and when I'm watching TV, whether it be whatever screwed up channels I get on my coat hanger in the back of my TV, it's all Obama. All right? This is what I'm saying. It's all
Obama. He has a lot of money.
So the average voter, I could care less about a lot of this stuff, but the average voter is not going to be watching. Or they remember the commercials. Now, maybe like you said, when they get in the booth behind closed doors, they might think it might come down to a basic black or white issue.
Mm.
Do I vote for the black guy? Do I vote for the white guy? It's always been white thus far. And that's just, you know, that's not racist. That could be their natural instinct. People will do this. There are some people that will think that way.
Yeah,
and a lot of people that are out there saying, that's racist, they'll do it.
But at the same time, there's many African-American people. And many people of different colors are going to go in there and say, you know what? I'm tired of these white people. I'm voting for Obama, even though I don't agree with his politics. So you're going to get it on both ends. But I do think that, well, there's much more white people in this country, so you're going to get more of it on that side, on the McCain side.
Whatever, dude. We're a minority.
Listen, with the ad campaigns, I watched out of the debates, nothing really stood out to me besides the fact...
Joe the plumber.
You're going to have to explain that to me. I really don't even get that. Some guy with a plumber's ass. But the one thing that stood out to me, and it was in a Obama commercial I saw today, and I've been in between. I really don't know who I'm, you know, would like to vote for if I was voting, who I'm for, who I'm pulling to win the presidency. I'm kind of in the middle on the whole thing. But Obama said something key that I respect other people. And he's sitting there going through his thing, you know, I'll do this, I'll do that. And I respect other people. And that right there, that little phrase jumped out of me, and Obama seems more of a personal guy to where when you talk about change or all that other nonsense. You
also this week he said he was going to change the world. Does that scare you at all?
I don't know. Depends. I'd like to change the world. Let's go to war with Russia. Let's get the draft going again.
That's the thing. You're running for president of the United States, not president of the world. And the world is not electing Barack Obama. So he has to really realize that.
Now, what about all of these, like, 200-plus, like, websites saying that Obama's the Antichrist?
I said this about 9-10 months ago. I do believe that he is, could be. 70% chance.
Stop it. Take race out of it. Just because he's black and running for president doesn't mean he's Antichrist.
It has nothing to do with race. If you read anything or watch any of these specials on what the Antichrist will be, it'll be a very affluent, well-dressed, influential person who runs for office, becomes or rises to the top, which in today's world is the president of the United States. And
but he shouldn't have any effect on changing the world.
And shows people that he has all of their answers.
They said the same thing about Bush. Everybody says Bush is the Antichrist.
No, Bush is just a half-retarded child in a big house.
Who likes playing war, which I like,
that's
too.
That's not Antichrist. That's just stupid.
But, I mean, I can find just as many websites saying George W. Bush is the Antichrist, too.
No, you couldn't. I guarantee you couldn't. You could find a lot of sites say he's an ass, but not tying him to the Antichrist.
Yeah, obviously I hadn't watched any Michael Moore films lately.
Yes. Yes, he calls him, he says he's a warmonger, but he never brings the Bible or anything into it.
Obama. You really think Obama could be the Antichrist?
70% chance.
That Obama's...
It's the end
70% chance that Obama is the Antichrist.
70%.
All right. So what are we going to have to get stamped on our hands to get beer and to get lettuce and salads and and
I think we'll be microchipped like dogs. You know, they get that big shot, that microchip in their body so you can track your dog.
I'm all for that. There's a commercial running on TV where the mom loses her kid. She's like, thank goodness he's wearing this bracelet and I can find him in the park.
Mm-hmm.
Microchip him. Stick it in his ankle. Microchip the kid.
Why would you want that?
I don't know. I see people walking around with their kids on leashes.
And that creeps me out.
Why?
You know that kid's going to be some S&M freak crawling around drinking...
Yeah.
Drinking yellow liquids out of a dog bowl.
Were you ever, anyone you ever put on a leash by your mom or dad?
No.
All right, both of y'all, you are an S&M freak.
I am not.
Doing the liquids and all that other nonsense, and you weren't leashed up.
I'm not into liquids.
Yeah, it keeps you from running out in the street. You get out in the street too far, you yank them back. Get over here, kid.
I never ran in the street. I was taught common sense. Yes, if you run on the street, a big metal thing will barrel into your grill.
That's what I was taught. Look both ways, you idiot.
All right, we need to take a break real quick, and then we'll come back and wrap it up. It's been a very short show because of many things, including the ALCS, where the Rays are tied with the Boston Red Sox 1-1 right now. So keep your eye on that. We'll keep you updated. Stick with us for another 20 minutes, and we will wrap it up when we get back. It is the Hideout. El Jefe is not here anymore, if anybody missed him. I almost introduced him like he was here.
Yeah.
Me, J-Dubs, the Satchel Patch, and Nicole Muffin coming back. Hey, it's J-Dubs here to tell you about Sunshine Feminine Clinic in Silver Spring and Falls Church. They provide preventative medicine as well as procedures if you decide to terminate the pregnancy. Listen, having an abortion is no laughing matter, but at Sunshine Clinic, we aim to make it as pleasant as possible. While your feet are in the stirrups, take part in our luxurious pedicures. Peel away the shame with our premium mud mask. Mood music will cover the sobbing coming from the room next door. And make sure you stop by the gift shop to see all the stuff people would have bought you if you carried to term. The experience doesn't stop there. Enroll in our online same-sex love connection page for that inevitable man-hating lesbian stage that you will go through. Sunshine Feminine Clinic with two locations, one in Silver Spring and the other in Falls Church. I would go as far as saying they are the Patch Adams of unwanted pregnancies. That is Sunshine Clinic.
A terribly sad indictment of our society.
You're in the Hideout.
An appeal to the sodomist.
The Hideout.
Overtones of bestiality.
The Hideout.
All right, we got a lot to sneak in here before we end the show. I'm not going to be able to get to the Fox News laugh track today. That's a very, very long clip. But it's something I want to do as we go on. Maybe take some horrific stuff and put a laugh track behind it.
Yeah.
And just see how that works. So maybe some really depressing movie scenes or horrific movie scenes and throw a laugh track there. And we'll see if it makes it any more jovial. We'll get that next week. Let's run through these real quick. It's the Hideout 106.7 WJFK, J-Dubs, Flip Satchel, and Nicole Muffin. We'll do this real quick. The top 10 ways to improve football, top 9 ways to improve baseball. Because I've been teasing since the beginning, so I feel I have to get it out there. Number 9?
Yeah, let's go from the bottom to the top.
All right, number 9.
10.
No, there's only 9 on this list.
There's only
9
innings in baseball.
What's the top 9 list then?
It's top 9, yes.
All
right. Make fields say the same size and configurations. I think we can go. I'll get on board with that. What? Yeah. Why do we need all these different fields with different advantages for different teams? It makes it an unfair sport.
No, you mix it up a little bit. It's not a...
It's not.
It adds personality to the sport, like Fenway Park right now.
Well, their personality stinks. I'd rather have someone with no personality than a good or bad personality.
No, same dimensions on the field. I understand the concept. I like baseball with the infield's the same. So there you go.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. All infields are the same, whether it be grass or turf or anything, something like that. But it's all 90 feet to first, second, third, and home.
Yeah, but the outfield's different.
Yeah, the outfield, but the infield's the same.
Yeah, but that's that totally changes the game. All right. Cut down on the number of coaches. I can get on board with that.
Yeah, whatever.
That's like football. Football, you have like 20-some coaches.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to see like 2 or 3 coaches out there instead of, a bunch of coaches on the sidelines for anything.
You throw a wild pitch? Come on, now you're a professional.
Number 6, eliminate saves.
No.
No.
It's baseball. Man, come on. It's America's pastime. They're
America's
trying to ruin the sport.
Stinks right now. no interrupting pay, the play for the guy in the bullpen to run across the entire field.
But you want to do it in the middle of the game?
Yes.
All right.
No warm-up pitching on the field.
All right.
That does slow it down.
It does.
I'm not a big fan of that. They can warm up before they get out there.
They do need to speed games up a little bit.
Prevent the catcher from ambling out the mound.
No, you got to. Every time pitch is crazy. They're titty babies. It's just like going to the huddle in football. You got a huddle or something like that. They start whining or something like that. You got to go out there and settle them down.
Yeah, but it's kind of... It takes a while. You know, that can take a while at times, and doing that enough times can really draw a game out.
It's like saying no huddles in football. Just get up there and run the hurry-up offense constantly.
I'm down for cutting the play clock from 40 to 25. I think that would be better.
Yeah.
The manager should not be allowed onto the field to interrupt a play. Agree.
To argue a call. They don't really interrupt play.
Well, they
slow down.
They slow down the game because, you know, they're running out there in the middle.
No, that's wrong. That's false right there. You wouldn't get Lou Piniella grabbing second base, throwing it over the
he can do it after the game.
No, you do it during the game, like the minor league game last year where the coach got down there and started crawling behind
Army
the mound.
Crawling,
and literally took third base.
No, he threw the rosin bag like a grenade.
And he took third base.
Then he took the base,
And the number one, which I always have agreed with, I don't understand this. I think it makes them look silly. Some old man in a uniform, put the managers in civilian clothing. Make them wear a suit out there. Do something else.
No.
You can't. Why are they wearing cleats? Why are they wearing cleats?
Because when they go out there to argue the mound or their own.
They got a job.
You got a first base coach.
They can do that in shoes.
You got a first base coach, a third base coach.
I want to see them out there hitting. I want to see them out there hitting if they're going to wear a suit. Yeah,
that's a good thing, you know. A couple of those I can get on board with. Some of them not. Baseball is different. NFL, you got them, you know, in a suit or a.
They couldn't wear a suit up until last year. They had to because Reebok had the licensing to all on the sidelines wear, and they weren't making a suit, so they specially made a suit for the guys who wanted to wear a suit on the sidelines,
like Mike Nolan.
Mm-hmm.
I think they should. No, I think I like what baseball does. I think the NFL should do it. I think head coaches should be out there with shoulder pads, a helmet, and the team jersey, the goofy thigh pads, and the cleats.
All right, let's go with the next thing real quick here. Big movie coming out this weekend.
What's
Max
that?
Payne.
Yeah.
I think that's the name of the movie.
Monkey Bunch is Max Payne. It's made off the Nintendo.
So that was the biggest part of it. And there's been a bunch of game movies coming out for the last few years. So there.
Do you ever play the game All Dogs Go to Heaven?
No.
It was based off the Nintendo game. It's tremendous. Go ahead.
Mark Wahlberg got upset over a Saturday Night Live skit and went on the Jimmy Kimmel show. They played it again on Jimmy Kimmel, and then he had to threaten. Let me pull up exactly what this guy's name is.
Have you got audio?
I've got the audio, but he never says the guy who played him on
SNL. Andy Samberg.
Yeah, Andy Samberg.
Now he's good, kind of. Although Saturday Night Live has dropped
this week.
Off. They got Keenan from Keenan and Wayne. Or Keenan
and
Wayne.
Kel.
Keenan and Kel.
Some of the worst writing I've ever seen on Saturday Night Live.
Writing
now.
Horrible.
All right, let's go to the audio of Jimmy Kimmel and Mark Wahlberg.
Now, this Andy Samberg did a sketch. Those people didn't see it. I hope you don't mind me showing it. But here, let's take a look.
I'm Mark Wahlberg. You guys know me. Let's go talk to some animals. Hey, dog, how's it going? I like your fur. That looks really great. So you're a dog, right? What's that all about? Okay, well, it was great to meet you. Say hi to your mother for me, okay? Now I'm going to talk to a chicken.
All right, so it's an all right bit.
I'll give it an okay. Animals?
Yeah, he just goes and talks to animals like Mark Wahlberg. There's no real rhyme nor reason for it. And then they came back from the clip, and this happened on Jimmy Kimmel.
Huge! All right, well, think about it. Say hi to your mother for me, all right?
Now that's...
Now, that was an impersonation of you talking to animals. I'm not sure why exactly, but it did you think it was funny?
You know what? When I see that kid, I'm going to crack that big nose in here. That's what I'm going to do. And then I'm going to tell him, say hi to your mother for me. All right? No, I don't play that. I think I'm going to get on a plane tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to go to New York. I'm going to get down to 30 Rock, wherever they shoot that show. He probably doesn't have a dressing room, so I have to find him in the cafeteria or whatever. And I'm going to slap him in the big nose. Cool. This guy's wild. Tune in.
And I believe he is a man of Jewish descent.
Yeah, so, I think so.
That's a little racist.
How is that racist?
Why, talking about the size of his nose and saying you're going to slap it off of him?
What's wrong with that? You can say, he got some big-ass ears. I'm going to slap those Dumbo ears.
It's not racist. You tell me you're going to slap me my big ass all the time, and I don't say you're racist.
But you ask for it. So.
Well, it's different.
You see, you parents didn't have you two on leashes. You're still into the S&M nonsense. Come on.
Okay, but when you're spoofed on SNL,
that's supposed to be
one of the peaks of your career.
It's supposed to be a good thing. You're awesome. Part of pop culture.
Funky Bunch was the peak of his career.
Who was in the Funky Bunch?
Marky Mark.
Yeah, but who else?
There was a
bunch.
You're thinking New Kids on the Block.
No, it's Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch.
The Funky Bunch were the dancers, like Madonna and all the people she slept with, but you don't
I wonder how many Funky Bunchers are dead of AIDS right now.
He did do Entourage. That's solid. He's trying to rise.
He produced it. He didn't write it.
Whatever.
Still going strong.
Yeah, I like it, but it's not like he has any real thing to do with the day-to-day dealings of Entourage.
He's in the credits, like, 3 times.
Whatever. Don't give me that crap. I'm tired of you.
When you get behind the closed door,
yeah,
you don't think black and white at all?
No. Because it's not a factor for me
now,
this time.
Are you going to vote?
Yes.
You're going to do the early voting thing. You're not going to wait in line, are you?
I'm going to wait in line.
Really?
With the people.
But you'll be late.
I'll slum it.
I don't understand how those people, what are they? I got to go vote. Is that what you tell your boss? I got to go vote. I'll be back in 3 hours.
Yeah. They don't care. Usually they're really cool with it. Or you go after work or you go before work. And the polls open pretty early, like 7 a.m.
Huh.
Yeah, so make it out there. Go out there and wish you could vote.
I didn't register. I'm not going to do it.
All right. I don't know what we missed, what we didn't get into. I know there's a lot.
Obama's ad campaign. Look at it. 4-1. You'll see 4 Obama ads to McCain 1.
He's dwarfing him in money. That's why. So, and you got to wonder, why and how is he making that much money? It's not all from these little individual people giving 100 here and 100 there.
Campaign supporters like Akon and all those album sales. And the extra Acorn. Voters he's bringing.
I'm probably Akon's giving him money, too. Okay. I have no idea where he's getting all that cash from. All his thrillers for realists. You guys got anything else for me?
Go Rays.
Go Rays.
Congratulations to the Terps.
Boston's up 2-1.
Congratulations to the Terps. Knocking off Wake Forest. That's the fifth. Top 25
Can we fit the last few NFL games in about 2 minutes here?
What do you got? 4 o'clock.
Yeah, I can do that. 4 o'clock. We got Detroit at Houston.
Detroit.
God, of course you'll say.
Really?
Detroit's
not
going to win anything ever.
Houston. We got the Jets at Oakland.
Jets. Give me Jets all day long.
I'll take
that
McFadden.
One.
Darren McFadden.
Colts at Green Bay.
Ooh, that will actually be kind of good.
Colts. Peyton Manning. I don't know how they managed to. Make it a 3-2. They should be 2-3, but whatever. Colts.
Yeah.
Make it a 4-2.
Cleveland at Washington.
I'm going Washington. I'm going. I agree with Dubs, but I'm going to pick Cleveland just because every time I pick against the Redskins, they win. So take that, DC people. I'm going against you again. Good luck.
And we have Seattle here at Tampa.
Tampa. Seattle's awful.
Seattle's
in the NFL.
Really, really bad. I don't think they have Hasselbeck either.
No, they have somebody. It's going to be Seneca Wallace, the kid out of Iowa State, or whoever the third backup is. I can't think of his name right now.
He's third.
He came out of Cincinnati or whatever. Anyway, their backups are hurt. Their backups are hurt. The guys that didn't make the team, that worked at gas stations, have gotten hurt.
Let's get that last Monday night game in.
Monday night football, Denver at New England.
Denver. New England's trash right now.
I like Jay Cutler. The Broncos are going to pull it off.
All right. See you guys later. 5,000.
5,000.
5,000.
I be smacking my hoes. Everyone knows it goes. Kick them to the floor, step on them hard, step on them hard, kick them to the floor, cause I be smacking my hoes. I be smacking my hoes. I be smacking my hoes.
Not interested.
I don't.
Aye, 5,000.